There are two major ways a king and a kingdom can be overthrown, and that is either by external forces or from within by internal forces. You can have an enemy overthrow the kingdom, or you can have a coup take place. We have all of those scenarios available in our text for study this week in 2 Samuel chapter 17. The first threat that we come across is the enemy's attempt to sabotage God's kingdom. In this passage, Absalom is the external threat. He is the threat to King David, to God's anointed one, and by extension, Absalom is the threat to God's kingdom. And we see clearly that God ordained that Ahithophel's good counsel would be defeated. But why was that? Well, remember, the text answers that question for us whenever it says, "so that the Lord might bring harm upon Absalom." And we'll read and study about that soon enough. It's a real hairy mess, if you can kind of catch my drift there. But the real laugh that's taking place here is that God's going to take the insight and strength of the enemy and turn it on its own head to work against the enemy. When we take a step back and think about this, we realize that, biblically speaking, we have all been born wanting to overthrow God's kingdom, or we have wanted to the throne for ourselves. This is at the heart of sin. Sin is not a mere dismissal of God and His Word. Sin is not a bit postmodern foolishness where we say, well, that may be okay for God, but this is what is true for me. Sin is a frontal assault on the Creator of the universe. It is a satanic attempt to sabotage God and His kingdom. And what is needed to rescue us from ourselves is for someone to overthrow our own hearts. And that's exactly what takes place in the gospel. God, because of His grace and mercy, comes to us and woos us. He regenerates our hearts. He gives us a new heart, gives us faith to believe. He justifies us. He adopts us into His family. He sets us upon the rock of His Son, washes us, cleanses us, forgives us, and gives us eternal life. This is the gospel, and this is what we desperately need, and what many of you have experienced. Praise be to God. And the real kicker of it all is that if that has happened to you, not only do you have eternal life to look forward to, but you get to walk with God day by day. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Rundi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burundi.